Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Damn, Ty, you made gypsies too? The fuck got into you?
Whoa. Going old school cat talk.
Yeah. You know, end of the season. You know, gotta wind down now.
Yeah, wind down, yeah.
Whoa. Hello, Zeus. Hello, Wolf. Zeus.
Wolf.
Zeus doesn't like cat talk. He's a dog. Getting some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't send this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers.
Yeah, dude.
That's right.
All right. So the Panthers right now celebrating.
Who's going to be happier if Bob wins the Vezina? Him or you?
Him. Although I do feel like he's probably out of place. Like, yeah, who cares?
You guys, listen. All these awards, they don't matter. They got the Stanley Cup.
Got the Stanley Cup, dude. He's got the Stanley Cup. I've never seen that guy so happy. And it's just it's a great accomplishment for him. It's been fantastic. So yeah. He will be maybe awarded his third Vezina tonight. The Stanley Cup champion, Sergei Bobrovsky. Meanwhile, today Matthew Tkachuk was at a Raising Cane's.
Is he still there?
No, I think he's done. I see some people were like complaining because they all couldn't get to him. It looks like I'm seeing some video from the Sun Sentinel, and like he served some chicken, let some people in, served some chicken, and then gave like a little rally speech to everybody, and then had to get out of there.
Dude, no lie, I did that one time at a Target, right? I was supposed to be there from 1 to 3, right? And so when I got there, I went on the mic because I only wanted to, you know, always wanted to talk on the mic at a store.
Yeah. You grab like the little, or did you grab like a phone? Is that what it had? Like
And I stayed there from 1 to 5. And when I left the line, there was 600 people in the line.
Jeez.
It was crazy. And I like felt bad. And the manager at Target goes, got to be honest with you, I didn't think there would be this many people.
Look at our boy. So how many autographs did you sign?
You figure you can sign about 2 a minute.
Two a minute.
Does average get a average picture, one or two a minute.
A sign and go.
Well, no, you know, I say hi.
Say hi.
So it may be 1 a minute. I don't like.
Well, I mean,
don't,
like you
I
say,
I don't want it to be. You say, okay. But here,
I can add to a life story.
Here's what I tell people: I'm not signing it to anybody. I'm just signing it because I want to get as many people as possible. But I will have a friendly conversation with you, right? So, like, I tried to be nice to you know because the hardest thing when you do stuff like that. Is people want to come up to the front and tell you why they want the autograph.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to be that guy, but like, no, I don't care. Like, I'm trying to get as many people as possible and be nice. And, you know, it's a.
What if somebody came up to you and been like, I remember the 3rd and 37 and Ron Pitts is a bastard.
Except we didn't know it was Ron Pitts.
No, we didn't. Charles Davis.
So, like, you've seen, like, just imagine, like, when we used to go to Hard Rock. Like, come on. The dude was there every Friday. What are you doing, dude?
That guy, yeah.
The autograph ain't worth the card.
Marcos, we went one time, too, because we did the poker room, like, every Friday. And he brought, how many posters did you sign? 15? But he had 30.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Posters of Leroy Horde, Michigan, Browns, Vikings.
Jeez.
It was crazy.
Was he like a huge fan, or was he trying to scalp them or something like that?
They don't. Like, nobody. If you're a fan, you ain't bringing that many.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, and so it sucks because, like, I remember I was in Minnesota, and it was, we played a game, and it was raining, and I leave. I'm one of the only people that did this. I leave. When I leave, they walk you to the car. The cop walks you to the car. I hit the same cop every time. I say, I'm going to sign 25 autographs. Stop me when I get to 25. And I sign different areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I sign, and I get to 25. He says, that's 25. I say, okay, see you next week. And everybody goes, bye-bye, see you next week. Thanks for stopping. And one guy goes, hey, one more for my son. And I'm like, no, next time. He says, we pay your salary.
Oof.
And so I'm like, all right. I said, how much you pay for your ticket? $35. So I reached in my pocket.
Good deal.
I took out $35 and I gave it to him. And I said, don't come back. And everybody around him start cheering and calling him.
Oopsies.
Yep. Call him. I said, now look at you. Your son thinks you're a loser. Right.
Some guy's telling me on Twitter, he says that he's the people were upset with how the Kachuk event went because he served 10 people in the drive-through line. Hundreds waited in front because they thought that's where they would meet him. They never did. Some people waited for hours. He came out where he spoke on stage for 45 seconds and people left upset.
Okay, but here's the deal. That message got lost between the fans and Raising Cane's. Matthew Tkachuk knew what he had to do when he got there. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, I don't think he was ever sitting at a table and signing autographs and doing a meet and greet.
I think he did a few autographs, it looks like. I don't know if he was signing for people or for Raising Cane's to give away.
Right.
Because I see some photos. I see some photos from the Sun Sentinels, Adam Lichtenstein, on it, and it looks like he signed some autographs, but again, served a few people.
When you go to these things, you have to understand that sometimes what the people that are doing the event are telling you and what they're telling the actual person are two different things, right? Like, hey, why don't you come here, do some stuff through the drive-thru, say something to the people, sign a couple of autographs, you're here for an hour, boom, done. You see what I mean?
Cat fever's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I got to tell you, I've been, and I've said this throughout the playoffs, I have been extremely impressed by the fans of the Florida Panthers all season. Like, it is crazy how loud it's been at these games, after the games, how well-behaved all these fans were while the cup was going into the ocean, right? We show pictures of all these other places and they tearing up their city because they won a championship. And that ain't Florida. So kudos to the fans.
Somebody's saying on our chat, 10 people, 3 cars drove by. Some girl drove from Tampa, got there at like 6:30 a.m. She was pissed. It was for a commercial. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Was that Raising Cane's for a commercial?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't be mad at him. You don't know what his agreement was with Raising Cane's. You got to be mad at Raising Cane's for.
Yeah, you got to let them know.
Like, right.
But obviously, if it is for a commercial, here's the thing. If it's for a commercial and they get the news cameras out there, like, it's going to look good for the commercial. Look, this is you know, Huey Magoo's would never. They'd just give away free tendies.
Right.
I was going to say Huey Magoo's is like, I would never.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's on Raising Cane's. They told you something.
Well, he tweeted out.
Matthew Tkachuk was not aware of it.
He tweeted out yesterday, swing by tomorrow at Raising Cane's to celebrate me. # Caniac Ambassador.
Let me tell you, these Raising Cane's people, you got to watch them, dude. They opened up another location in Doral, and for the first
time. I know, but he promoted that he was going to be there, but like, there's a lot of different ways you could be there, right? You can be there and say, I'm going to be signing autographs.
He doesn't say I'm signing autographs. He just says he's going to be there. He spoke to the crowd. He's going to
be there. Come celebrate.
I think
why do the people assume that come celebrate me means that I'm going to be sitting at a table signing autographs?
I'll tell you what, man. It's cool to see. It's
unfortunate.
I feel bad for the people, but it's also cool to see that this many people are crazed to go see Matthew Tkachuk.
Right. I don't know what to see. When I went to Target, it said Leroy will be signing autographs from 1 to 3. Right.
Yep.
I stayed a couple of extra hours because it was Saturday before a game. So I was just going around the corner to the hotel anyway. But I didn't want all those people. I was shocked at how many people were there. So I tried to get as many as possible. I made Target fill up a giant cooler, right, with ice and put water in it. And I had them walk the water. You know what I mean? Give people water that were waiting in line. All kinds of stuff, right? But that was I could have left at 3, but that was a different situation. I wasn't there to film nothing. Right. So yeah, I don't know. I like to put it on Tkachuk, but where did he say I'm going to be signing autographs for 2 hours or I'm going to be doing this for 2 hours?
I think, you know, Katonis is right when they say they probably underestimated the turnout. They probably didn't realize
it happens.
It is like these guys have done something that has really impacted South Florida, and it's crazy right now. These guys right now are rock stars, and it's really like, I feel bad for you guys who didn't get to get what you thought you were going to get.
I wouldn't take it out on Matthew Tkachuk.
However, from just a Cat fan perspective, this is friggin' awesome to see how crazy people are for the Panthers.
Right.
It's awesome. I'm sorry. You know, if you didn't get your autograph, hopefully it's been very clear based on the interactions you've seen at these parties. These guys are allowing South Florida to be a part of this as well.
They are going everywhere they possibly can to share that cup with South Florida.
So it sucks. I imagine that stinks if you have a kid you thought you were going to get a Tkachuk autograph or whatever. But dude, it's crazy right now. I don't know what to tell you. It's crazy times. And I think in all honesty, you should be in a weird place, happy that the fan base has gotten here, that these Panthers have touched something down here that has swept over the community in a place where a Raising Cane's in Pompano can have this kind of a turnout.
A Raising Cane in Pompano.
It's like, is there still the Long John Silvers over there?
I'm going to go ahead and say they make it.
It's like, all right, everybody. We don't have Matthew Tkachuk, but the Long John Silver's down the street. I mean, they got Lomberg. He loves the fish planks.
That Long John Silver's.
Yeah, man, I don't like it. It's unfortunate. Like, and you feel bad, but it gets to a point where like you got to leave, right?
Of course.
And I know, like I felt bad, and I'm like, hey, man, can I go out the back door? They go, yeah. I'm like, because I stayed 2 extra hours, right? And the line never got smaller.
Wild, man.
So I'm like, I don't know. Like, I get it. I understand it. I know there's a lot of disappointment, right? But they also were under the impression that he was going to be there and sign autographs, which everything that I've heard really
didn't say that. It didn't say that in the tweet. I understand why you're assuming that, but it didn't say that. All right, we'll take a quick break. That's our Cat Talk. We'll get to more things. Lots going on in the world of the NBA, including delusional owners. Back after this.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hello!
Oh, Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Did I scare you? You're like...
I don't know if that was a hiccup. I don't know. He's been all over the place today, especially with his TikToks.
It's not TikTok.
I know. Can you send me that video? I'd like to laugh too.
The bouncy
house? The trampoline, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're fine.
Well, last night, Miami Heat, they select Khalil Ware with their number 15 pick as he is a center out of Indiana and refers to himself as a Kryptonian.
Which means it's Khalil.
Yeah, I kept wondering this too. They're calling him Khalil, but is it Khalil? Is that how he likes to be pronounced?
I'm just saying it got to be Khalil.
It looks like Khalil.
Right.
But the commissioner said Khalil. You got to figure he knows. I don't know. But excited about the pick. Like the pick. The Heat adding some size. Adam Simon speaking about this yesterday, discussing that, the workout, they did a lot of work on him. They were even considered trading up for him. That they're excited to see what the potential is with him, with Bam on the court, off the court. They also think, I think the other thing is, he was basically just a rim protector at Indiana. They think he could be even more defensively, moving his feet with his athleticism. So I don't know, man. They went upside with talent, it feels like. But it's also what I like. He's not a baby either. This is not Nikola Jovic where he's 18 years old, turning 19. He's a beanpole. And they're going to redshirt him. And mind you, also, Jovic had back injuries his first season too. A couple seasons under your belt. I feel like he's gonna get some playing time, I would think, unless he's just completely drives Eric Spoelstra, batty and doesn't know how to do anything. But I feel like this guy's
at some point though, we can't keep waiting for these kids. There's certain things he should be able to do coming off the bus, right? Yep. And instead of waiting until they get perfect in all the things, let's let him do what he does best and grow him like we did with Bam. Bam's gotten progressively better and picked up more skills each year he's been in the league, but he's played right away. Why can't we do that with other guys? Is Bam, the one thing Bam did when he first got to the league, dribble handoff and defense. That's it. And it's grown from that. But nowadays, if a guy just does that, we got to develop the rest of his stuff before we, go to Sioux Falls. And no,
I don't think he's going to go to Sioux Falls. I don't think he's going to. But I'm excited to see what he does in summer league for sure. I'm excited to see what he brings to the table from that perspective.
In a couple of weeks or a week.
Yeah, it's usually
right after the draft.
Mid-July. Yeah, it's mid-July. Okay. It's mid-July. So we can see what this is going to bring out. Now, Adam Simon was asked yesterday. You have this, Marcos. He was asked about his motor and his hustle, those questions. It's probably the biggest red flag that was on him coming into the draft, honestly. And he thought that it was a lazy narrative. He didn't buy into that stuff at all. Here was the Heat assistant general manager, if our sound is working.
Low-hanging fruit description of him. Khalil is not that. I think he went to Oregon, was playing behind an established player, an older player. He played in every game out there, saw a better situation for himself to go to Indiana. And, I don't think, for him, he showed what he can do. And he played with a motor. He played with intensity. And, I think we're talking about a young player that has – an edge to him. And, he doesn't feel like that is a good, that description of him. I think he is shown that he's going to come out and put, he's put points on the board. He can block shots. He rebounds. That, to me, that doesn't seem like a player that fits that description.
There you go. Adam Simon yesterday speaking to the media after the conclusion of the first round. The other thing about Ware is that he has shown that he can shoot a little bit. Didn't shoot too much, but shot over 40%. He shot well at the combine as well. And Adam Simon believes that there's even more to grow there as well.
Willing shooter. And I think you look at his stroke, very fluid, very easy. There are opportunities where – he used ball fakes to get defenders off him and then pull it and take a three. I think, you know, how he was played there under Coach Woodson in Indiana, a lot of it was in the post. You know, a lot of it was lob threat action. So, you know, he didn't have a lot of attempts, 40, but he's a threat. And the idea of being able to put him in position, space the court, I think we feel like his shot is good now. Obviously, we're going to work on it with him to get it even better. But just being comfortable shooting threes at this point, definitely a plus.
There you go. Adam Simon yesterday after the draft.
Sounds like they like him.
Yeah, man.
I saw Spo smiling.
Spo was cheesing. He seemed happy. He seemed happy with the pick.
We just drafted the tallest guy on our team.
That's true.
Think about that. That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm looking at a live report on Channel 10. That line is still wrapped around Gaines.
And Kachuk's not even there.
Nah, he's gone. But they're like, well, I want chicken at the very least.
You got to get a consolation prize at some Tendies.
I'm hungry. I've been waiting in line.
Can we watch Jennifer watch this video live?
Can we watch Jennifer watch this video?
Watch a video.
Just watch it.
But our audience doesn't get to watch it.
No, we're just reacting to her reaction.
We're just reacting to her reaction.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Are we allowed to do that?
I mean,
do you want this to happen?
You're going to watch it on your phone.
We can, okay, but like, is this, I do it now?
Yeah.
Reacting to reaction. That's good. Like we're talking.
I'm going to mute myself just in case. I don't know.
That kind of loses the, I want to see if she like enjoys it. It kind of loses
the luster. Don't mute yourself, mute your phone.
I don't need to hear anything, right?
No, you don't need to hear nothing. Just watch.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Great for the radio audience.
Wow, they got.
I'm going to start laughing already and I haven't even started. So.
Okay, so I'm seeing Kachuk high-five some fans on the way out.
He's trying to do what he can.
Very hungover.
he sounds busted up on his crowd announcements.
Oh, yeah. Sign a couple autographs. Very hungover. It's trampoline.
This was definitely worth it for our audience, guys.
Totally good.
You know what?
Appreciate that.
Nothing says community viral, like inside joke for the audience.
No, I told you.
Nothing gets everybody involved like joke between two people on the stream.
I told you, dude. Hey, wait. The worst thing is...
This is a guy who does like reactions of, oh, first day at a trampoline park, first day working at McDonald's or something like that.
They showed one.
He just gives reactions of different videos.
I'm intangible that go kid. On. Had on his Star Wars helmet.
Guys.
There is a kid with the dad skills.
Guys, you both get minus ones.
Yeah, that's this definitely. No, this was
greedy and also terrible for our audience.
First of all, I asked minus him one. Because he's the one that brought it up.
Minus one.
Take a break. We'll play a little Goosies, No Goosies. Next.
What are we doing here?
Time for our favorite Thursday game, ladies and gentlemen. A little Goosies, No Goosies. Margos will give us some things to goose over.
Goosies.
Before that, I want to let you guys know, if you guys want to go to Dave and Buster, summer's underway, man. Summer games are coming. Baseball and soccer are here. Before you know it, it'll be training camp, but we got a great way for you to watch all the action. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com/contest and enter. It's that simple. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. What do we got today, Frog Boy?
Let's start in a place where we should always start. JJ Watt this time. He wants to save the Arizona Coyotes. Does that give you goosies or no goosies, sir?
No goosies, because I don't need the Arizona Coyotes anymore because my boy Ricardo Verhaeghe came through. So I have no need for the Arizona Coyotes.
Oh, my goodness.
Coyotes. They are useless to me.
Fraud.
So no goosies on my part.
No goosies.
Mm. All right.
Mm. Leroy?
I have no goosies because here's why.
No goosies.
You have to realize the people determine whether the Coyotes were going to be there, not the owners. If the people had supported it enough, they wouldn't leave. So the support's not there. So you saving something that doesn't have a lot of support does nothing.
Yeah, but what if they had bad owners? Like we've seen with the Panthers. The story's right here, is it not? I mean, the ownership changed. The Panthers are a complete revitalization success story.
Can I just say this? Everybody thinks they would do a different job owning a team. And then once they get the team, look at the Marlins, right? It's the same kind of thing. So unless you just have somebody who just has ridiculous money and comes into it saying, I'm going to, you know, do whatever I can and spend whatever money I can to get a champion here, kind of like, was it Viola?
Yes.
Vinny? Yes. Kind of like he did. He left it to the powers that be. He supported them. He backed them. They gave out big contracts, right? Spend some money. Boom, championship. But that's a lot to ask for a team that's already decided they're going to be in Utah.
J-Fig?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say it gives me the goosies because on the rundown, this is a story. And this man lives so rent-free in your head that you put J.J. Redick instead of J.J. Watt.
I did see that.
It's wonderful.
But that's also because we have another J.J. Redick story to get to.
Oh.
Because let me just tell
either
you
way,
something.
It gives me the goosies.
Okay. Marcos?
No goosies.
No goosies.
It's not cold in Arizona. No snow. It's not a hockey town. You know.
What?
Well, yeah, okay.
You know. Not like us, of course. No goosies, though. J.J. Watt, it's enough for you.
No goosies.
What do we got for number two, Marcos?
Speaking of the J.J.'s, this time, J.J. Redick drew up plays right away, right after the Lakers took Dalton Knecht. Does that give you goosies or no goosies?
Gives me no goosies. First of all, egomaniac to draft yourself. You know, like he goes out there and he goes, oh, intangibles. And like, oh, I'm supposed to be impressed. Why? Because you're drawing up plays that you ran your whole life. Wow. What a basketball savant.
Yeah, I think that's
no goosies.
Over coverage there.
No.
Can I just see this? When you try too hard to impress, usually you don't.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's what he's doing. Right?
Too much.
No, too much.
Right. Too much.
Now, I'm not going to go as far as old Tobes here. Enough with J.J. Redick. But he's trying too hard. He's trying too hard to... When he said he don't give a bleep about the outside noise, why are you going so far out of your way to impress the outside noise?
Yeah, true. I see J-Fig. It like every day. It's annoying.
You guys are along with me. See, you have the Klay Thompson avenue, and I have the J.J. Redick one. We're all aligned, dude.
Really?
Like you just said, Marcos, it's enough of him.
I mean,
it's nothing against him. It's nothing against him.
Like, Jesus.
It's just enough of him.
It's like hearing those loud cars outside. Like, I don't care how loud your car is. No goosies.
J.J. Fig?
That's true. No goosies for her.
No goosies.
J.J. Fig.
That's weird.
J.J. Fig.
That's cool.
I just have no goosies, Marcos.
She said it was like loud cars outside, which I agree, because you're not going anywhere, dude. Same thing with J.J. Redick. You're loud. You're not going anywhere, dude. No goosies. I think collectively, except for Leroy. Leroy's holding on strong, but collectively, I think we're all getting tired of
this. I said no goosies.
No goosies.
Yeah, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, though. I don't know.
I mean,
that.
Just like he's trying too hard. Like if you know, I have a problem with people that say and swear up and down that nothing bothers them and nothing gets to them while reacting to everything to show people that it's not. Like, yeah. Like who, what coach has ever done that? You see Spo drawing up plays now? Like, come on.
What do you got for number three, Marcos?
Number three is something that Heat Nation should be foaming at the mouth just thinking about it.
Wow.
New draft pick, Khalil or Kal-El, where on playing...
K-Dub.
K-Dub. Well, that's good. Do I give you credit for that? Is that what they're saying on Heat Reddit?
Nah, I just made it up, dude. I just put his initials and Dub together.
K-Dub on playing next to Bam Adebayo.
If you think about it, me and Bam's able to do, you know, really everything. You know, he's able to play on the perimeter. He's able to put the ball on the floor. He can shoot the ball, you know, get into his move, especially with him, you know, being strong down there. You know, if they do try to go, you know, double on him, I'm wide open for the lob. All you got to do is just throw it up in the air. So I feel like once we do get that chemistry down, it's going to be, you know, like I said earlier, it's going to be scary.
I wonder if Bam feels like a vet now. Like, is he gonna treat him like a rook?
Everybody's referring to him like he's been in the league for 27 years. So, you know, when I get in there with Bam, I wonder how Jimmy feels.
Wild, dude.
I wonder how Jimmy feels, because it almost seems like, you know, in years past, you know, it was being there with Jimmy, and now it's all about Bam.
Yeah, well, Jaime gave Jimmy the shine last year because he was like, oh, Jimmy's my favorite player. I love Jimmy, right. Jimmy. So... yeah, they take turns. But I got the Goosies. I love it. I love it.
Goosies. I do.
Goosies galore. Forward.
They picked a guy that has me really looking forward to not only what he can do, but Bam's expansion and Bam's growth.
Kal-El. Superman. Kryptonian.
See, Goosies. You want to be... It's got to be Kal-El, right?
It's got to be Kal-El, right?
Right.
Why else would he mention the Kryptonian thing?
It's true. His name's just spelled cool. It's better if it's Kal-El.
Yeah, for sure. Figgy, Goosies?
I think we can all say that's Goosies.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Goosies. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and make it clear.
You constantly do.
Goosies. Goosies. Oh, that's my favorite one.
The one when he goes Goosies, he starts laughing.
Yeah. Goosies. He's got such a serious voice, but we got him.
Yeah.
Man. Do we still have the outtake of that?
Yeah, probably.
Is that anywhere?
Yeah, I can find it.
That delights me. When we had him try and do Goosies for the first time, and the guy's like, what the hell is they having? What do they have me reading?
Goosies. 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 Goosey. No, that's stupid. That's stupid. Yes, I had puberty hit in the middle of that word. It's
so great.
Oh, what a delight. Give us one more here, Marcos. What do we got?
Alrighty, final one here. The NHL awards are tonight. Bob is up for the Vesna. Does that give you Goosies or no Goosies?
It does give me the Goosies. You know, he deserves a victory tour as well, and you know, goes to Vegas today. Don't waste his time. You know what I would say? Like, if I'm Sergei Bobrovsky, like, I don't know if they spoil these picks, but if I'm Sergei Bobrovsky and you're sending me to Las Vegas, don't make me get on a plane for no reason. Right? You know, I'm a champion now. I'm a champion. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a robbed Conn Smyther. And if you're gonna make me get on a plane to go in a giant IMAX theater, you better be giving me my damn Vezina trophy.
That's right. It is in the sphere.
So I got the Goosies, but asterisk, if they rob my boy, I'm going to be very furious.
Goosies.
Don't lose.
Leroy?
I don't think he's going to lose. So
oh, okay. Sweet.
I think he's going to win.
Goosies.
So, yes, I definitely have the Goosies.
Would be the he's already the only two-time active one. The only three-time active one. So this man's had a hell of a summer if he's able to wrangle that in. J-Fig?
Goosey.
Goosey.
Goosey. Frog Boy?
I definitely have the Gooseys for more reasons than that. This is the first sporting event held in the Sphere, to your guys' knowledge. I know there's been concerts, but...
Yes, I think it's the first sporting thing. Yeah. I know Dana White is... they're going to have a fight in September there, like an actual live sporting event.
Yeah,
he's very excited about.
I'm looking forward to see how they utilize the screen, and I don't know. Overall, as long as Bob doesn't get robbed, it should be a good night.
Goosey,
I'm a Sphere hater.
Are you?
Why?
You're
it's
what?
An IMAX theater.
Okay, it is. It is, but it's
weird. It's an IMAX theater. Well, has it
have you been, have you been in it?
I've seen it outside. I've seen the Sphere.
You don't realize. Okay.
You have to
is.
Be in it.
I've been, we've driven by it. We've driven by it. I
no,
get it.
But it's
big.
Bigger inside.
Dude, I went to the Museum of Discovery, back when the IMAX first came out. It can't be better than that.
Dude, that's good. Seen a laser show there? So.
Pretty good.
It was crazy.
In September, are you going to be present by any chance, Tobin?
For the Mexican Independence Weekend card?
Yeah, is that in the Sphere?
That's where it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, well then, yeah, definitely.
I gotta go?
I would
probably not.
Come on, boots on the ground. Boots in the Sphere.
Why? For
come on, it's gonna be fun.
Marino fight?
I really just want to see.
Fact is, you know, they fly us out there, we'll go, but I'm not going on a dime to see a fight in an IMAX theater. It just doesn't do it.
You are really downplaying this.
You know, you're sounding like little hater.
Didn't that thing cost a couple of billion to build?
He's like, oh, this is a stupid little.
Oh, shocking. James Dolan overpaid for something? Wow.
He's responsible for that?
If he could give up 6 first round picks for the Sphere, he'd do that too.
You know, if that was here, you would be talking way different right now.
JFig, here's the thing. JFig, here's the thing. Okay, but JFig, here's the thing. It is here. It's the IMAX theater at Discovery Museum of Discovery. Just go there. It's the same thing as the Sphere. Same thing.
It's not spherical.
It's not round. They give you glasses.
It is 160,000 square feet of LED screen.
Great. Okay. More, just what we need in this world. More screen.
Okay.
How about you live life? You ever think about that?
Okay.
Go jump off a bridge.
Yeah. There you go. Experience things. You ever think about that? They're all high as a kite in there anyway. What are they? They're in there. They're watching people do music. They're all high. Of course they think it's awesome.
They're just watching the screen. They're not even watching the music.
What a disrespect to the artist. You're not even really watching the Sphere.
Wow.
Get out of here. It's time for our favorite Thursday game, ladies and gentlemen. A little Gooseys. No Gooseys. Margos will give us some things to goose over.
Gooseys.
Before that, I want to let you guys know, if you guys want to go to Dave and Buster, summer's underway, man. Summer games are coming. Baseball and soccer are here. Before you know it, it'll be training camp, but we got a great way for you to watch all the action. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com/contest and enter. It's that simple. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. What do we got today, Frog Boy?
Let's start in a place where we should always start. JJ Watt this time. He wants to save the Arizona Coyotes. Does that give you Gooseys or no Gooseys, sir?
No Gooseys, because I don't need the Arizona Coyotes anymore because my boy McCarter Verhaeghe came through. So I have no need for the Arizona
goodness.
Coyotes. They are useless
to
me.
Fraud.
So no Gooseys on my part.
No Gooseys.
Mm.
All right.
Mm. Leroy?
I have no Gooseys because here's why.
No Gooseys.
You have to realize the people determine whether the Coyotes were going to be there, not the owners. If the people had supported it enough, they wouldn't leave. So the support's not there. So you saving something that doesn't have a lot of support does nothing.
Yeah, but what if they had bad owners? Like we've seen with the Panthers. The story's right here, is it not? I mean, the ownership changed. The Panthers are a complete revitalization success story.
Can I just say this? Everybody thinks they would do a different job owning a team. And then once they get the team, look at the Marlins, right? It's the same kind of thing. So unless you just have somebody who just has ridiculous money and comes into it saying, I'm going to, you know, do whatever I can and spend whatever money I can to get a champion here, kind of like, was it Viola?
Yes.
Vinny? Yes. Kind of like he did. He left it to the powers that be. He supported them. He backed them. They gave out big contracts, right? Spend some money. Boom, championship. But that's a lot to ask for a team that's already decided they're going to be in Utah.
JFig?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say it gives me the goosies because on the rundown, this is a story. And this man lives so rent-free in your head that you put J.J. Redick instead of J.J. Watt.
I did see that.
It's wonderful.
But that's also because we have another J.J. Redick story to get to.
Oh.
Because let me just tell
either
you
way,
something.
It gives me the goosies.
Okay. Marcos?
No goosies. It's not cold in Arizona. No snow. It's not a hockey town. You know.
What?
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know. Not like us, of course. No goosies, though. J.J. Watt, it's enough for you.
No goosies.
What do we got for number two, Marcos?
Speaking of the J.J.'s, this time, J.J. Redick drew up plays right away, right after the Lakers took Dalton Connect. Does that give you goosies or no goosies?
Gives me no goosies. First of all, egomaniac to draft yourself. You know, like he goes out there and he goes, oh, intangibles. And like, oh, I'm supposed to be impressed. Why? Because you're drawing up plays that you ran your whole life. Wow. What a basketball savant.
Yeah, I think that's
no goosies.
Over coverage there.
No.
Can I just see this? When you try too hard to impress, usually you don't.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's what he's doing. Right?
Too much.
Too much.
Right. Too much.
Now, I'm not going to go as far as old Tobes here. Enough with J.J. Redick. But he's trying too hard. He's trying too hard to... When he said he don't give a bleep about the outside noise, why are you going so far out of your way to impress the outside noise?
Yeah, true. I see J-Fig. Him like every day. It's annoying.
You guys are along with me. See, you have the Klay Thompson Avenue, and I have the J.J. Redick one. We're all aligned, dude.
Really?
Like you just said, Marcos, it's enough of him.
I mean,
it's nothing against him. It's nothing against him.
Like, Jesus.
It's just enough of him.
It's like hearing those loud cars outside. Like, I don't care how loud your car is. No goosies.
J.J. Fig?
That's true. No goosies for her?
No goosies.
J.J. Fig.
That's weird.
J.J. Fig.
That's cool.
I just said no goosies, Marcos.
She said it was like loud cars outside, which I agree, because you're not going anywhere, dude. Same thing with J.J. Redick. You're loud. You're not going anywhere, dude. No goosies. I think collectively, except for Leroy. Leroy's holding on strong, but collectively, I think we're all getting tired of
it. I said no goosies.
No goosies.
Yeah, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, though. I don't know.
I mean,
that.
Just like he's trying too hard. Like
it's true.
If you know, I have a problem with people that say and swear up and down that nothing bothers them and nothing gets to them while reacting to everything to show people that it's not. Like, yeah. Like who, what coach has ever done that? You see Spo drawing up plays now? Like, come on.
What do you got for number three, Marcos?
Number three is something that Heat Nation should be foaming at the mouth just thinking about it.
Wow.
New draft pick, Khalil or Kal-El, where on playing...
K-Dub.
K-Dub. Well, that's good. Do I give you credit for that? Is that what they're saying on Heat Reddit?
Nah, I just made it up, dude. I just put his initials and Dub together.
K-Dub on playing next to Bam Adebayo.
If you think about it, me and Bam's able to do, you know, really everything. You know, he's able to play on the perimeter. He's able to put the ball on the floor. He can shoot the ball, you know, get into his move, especially with him, you know, being strong down there. You know, if they do try to go, you know, double on him, I'm wide open for the lob. All you got to do is just throw it up in the air. So I feel like once we do get that chemistry down, it's going to be, you know, like I said earlier, it's going to be scary.
I wonder if Bam feels like a vet now. Like, is he gonna treat him like a rook?
Everybody's referring to him like he's been in the league for 27 years. So, you know, when I get in there with Bam, I wonder how Jimmy feels.
Wild, dude.
I wonder how Jimmy feels, because it almost seems like, you know, in years past, you know, it was being there with Jimmy, and now it's all about Bam.
Yeah, old Jaime gave Jimmy the shine last year because he was like, oh, Jimmy's my favorite player. I love Jimmy, right. Jimmy. So, yeah, they take turns. But I got the Goosies. I love it. I love it.
Goosies. I do.
Goosies galore. Forward.
They picked a guy that has me really looking forward to not only what he can do, but Bam's expansion and Bam's growth.
Kal-El. Superman. Kryptonian.
See, Goosies. You want to be – it's got to be Kal-El, right?
It's got to be Kal-El, right?
Right.
Why else would he mention the Kryptonian thing?
It's true. His name's just spelled cool. It's better if it's Kal-El.
Yeah, for sure. Figgy, Goosies?
I think we can all say that's Goosies.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Goosies. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go ahead and make it clear.
You constantly do.
Goosies. Goosies.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
You're the one when he goes Goosies. He starts laughing.
Yeah.
Goosies.
He's got such a serious voice, but we got him.
Yeah.
Man. Do we still have the outtake of that?
Yeah, probably.
Is that anywhere?
Yeah, I can find it.
That delights me. When we had him try and do Goosies for the first time, and the guy's like, what the hell is they having? What do they have me reading?
Goosies. No, that's stupid. That's stupid. Yes, I puberty hit in the middle of that word. It's
so great.
Oh, what a delight. Give us one more here, Marcos. What do we got?
Alrighty, final one here. The NHL awards are tonight. Bob is up for the Vezina. Does that give you Goosies or no Goosies?
It does give me the Goosies. You know, Goosies. He deserves a victory tour as well. And, you know, goes to Vegas today. Don't waste his time. You know what I would say? Like, if I'm Sergei Bobrovsky, like, I don't know if they spoil these picks, but if I'm Sergei Bobrovsky and you're sending me to Las Vegas, don't make me get on a plane for no reason. Right. You know, I'm a champion now. I'm a champion. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a robbed Conn Smyther. Mm. And if you're going to make me get on a plane to go in a giant IMAX theater, you better be giving me my damn Vezina trophy.
That's right. It is in the sphere.
So I got the Goosies, but asterisk, if they rob my boy, I'm going to be very furious.
Goosies.
Don't lose.
Leroy?
I don't think he's going to lose. So
oh, okay. Sweet.
I think he's going to win.
Goosies.
So, yes, I definitely have the Goosies.
Would be he's already the only two-time active one. Be the only three-time active one. So this man's had a hell of a summer if he's able to wrangle that in. J-Fig?
Goosies.
Frog Boy?
I definitely have the Goosies for more reasons than that. This is the first sporting event held in the sphere, to your guys' knowledge. I know there's been concerts, but...
Yes, I think it's the first sporting thing. Yeah. I know Dana White is... they're going to have a fight in September there, like an actual live sporting event
that
he's very excited about.
I'm looking forward to see how they utilize the screen. And I don't know, overall, as long as Bob doesn't get robbed, it should be a good night.
Goosies.
I'm a Sphere hater.
Are you?
Why?
You're
it's
what?
An IMAX theater.
Okay, it is, but it's
weird. It's an IMAX theater.
Have you been in it?
I've seen it outside. I've seen the Sphere.
You don't realize how big it is.
You have to be in it.
We've driven by it. I get it.
But it's bigger inside.
Dude, I went to the Museum of Discovery, back when the IMAX first came out. It can't be better than that.
Dude, that's good. Seen a laser show there? So.
Pretty good. It was crazy.
In September, are you going to be present by any chance, Talbot?
For the Mexican Independence Weekend card?
Yeah, is that in the sphere?
That's where it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, well then, yeah, definitely.
I got to go?
I would
probably not.
Come on, boots on the ground. Boots in the sphere.
Why? For
come on, it's going to be fun.
Marino fight?
I really just want to see.
They fly us out there, we'll go, but I'm not going dime to see a fight in an IMAX theater. It just doesn't do it.
You are really downplaying this.
You know, you're sounding like little hater.
Didn't that thing cost a couple of billion to build?
He's like, this is a stupid little...
Oh, shocking. James Dolan overpaid for something? Wow.
He's responsible for that?
If he could give up 6 first-round picks for the Sphere, he'd do that too.
You know, if that was here, you would be talking way different right now.
JFig, here's the thing. JFig, here's the thing. It is here. It's the IMAX theater at Discovery Museum of Discovery. Just go there. It's the same thing as the Sphere. Same thing.
It's not spherical.
It's not round. They give you glasses.
It is 160,000 square feet of LED screen.
Great. More. Just what we need in this world. More screens. Okay. How about you live life? You ever think about that?
Okay.
Go jump off a bridge.
Yeah. There you go. Experience things. You ever think about that? They're all high as a kite in there anyway. What are they? They're in there. They're watching people do music. They're all high. Of course they think it's music. Awesome.
They're just watching the screen. They're not even watching the music.
What a disrespect to the artist. You're not even really watching the sphere.
Wow.
Out of here.
I've never heard such a question.
How would you know what's going on in there? You have not experienced it.
I've been outside. I've seen them turn it into a basketball.
You have not seen any concert in their live. How would you know?
Wouldn't want to. You want to know why? I am an appreciator of music, not theatrics.
Are you?
Wow. Not theatrics. Not things on walls. Really? I don't need a visual stimulus. You know what I need, JFig? A bar stool and a guitar.
Epitome of theatrics.
Wow. No, I am not an epitome of theatrics. All I need.
You just said guitar, dude.
You are a show pony number one. How does not interest you?
No, it doesn't interest me. All I need, a bar stool and a guitar. That's it. One spot.
You literally have props in your back seat.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
In person ones, not projected on a screen. Oh, not hocus pocus.
You projected all over
his,
you.
His trunk is filled with props.
Of course.
Yeah.
Except for the hat.
No, I got that.
Yeah, that's gone.
Nope. I got a new one.
Oh, with tags on it.
Tags on it.
Why though?
You gonna try to return it?
No, I get it. I get it. It's always next year's playoffs.
It's true. That's good.
Another prop. But you're not theatrical.
He doesn't like theatrics.
I just don't. I just think it's a disrespect to the artist. Like when I'm using props, it's part of the act.
I don't think that if an artist wants to be in there, I don't think they feel disrespected or anything like that.
Nah,
you two was there for 7 months. They like
who?
Oh, well, you two. So sick of you.
You two sucks.
Oh my God, what are we even doing here?
They force themselves into our phones.
You want to talk about JJ Redick? How about you two?
Enough of that.
Exactly.
You came out with a hit.
And we're not trying to make your point, Tobin, because I know what you're going to say.
It sounds like you are. It sounds like you're right with me with this mediocre band that needs visual stimulants for you guys to like them.
Yeah, well, that's true.
In the name of love, look at the screen, love.
In the name of love, look at the screen, love. I can't even think of a U2 song.
The sphere.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah,
that's them, right?
That's
And what do they do? They put flowers on the roof.
Wow.
Wow, you made it extra. My experience, it blows my mind. Wait. When it's Sunday, Bloody Sunday, do they make it red?
Lashing out, dude.
What? I'm not lashing out.
72 feet is how big the screen is at the IMAX. 240 feet is how big the screen is.
You want an experience? Let me tell you about an experience in Vegas.
Mm.
All right. Go to the Mandalay Bay Aquarium. That's an experience, yeah. Dude. That's an experience.
That is.
That's basically a projector, huh?
Can I tell you?
The sharks are really there, Peter Pan.
It wasn't a good experience. They thought we were a couple.
What was wrong with that?
Hmm.
Yeah. Take a break. Back after this.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.